from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We start our second hour with Anthony Dasher, UGASports.com on Twitter, at AnthonyDasher1. Anthony, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing fantastic.
Hey, thanks for hopping on with us, man. SEC Media Day was over a week ago. Just curious what your takeaways from SEC Media Day. Were you as annoyed about the Texas love as everybody else seemed to be given their first year in the conference?
Well, you could kind of see that coming, I think, coming into this thing. Being that it was in Dallas and all that, and all the people out over the Longhorns, and of course Oklahoma joining the league, and yeah, it seemed like every coach who made their way to the podium was asked some question in some way, shape, or form about the new arrivals.
I'm curious. It's an interesting offseason. Georgia coming in feels like the consensus number one. I mean, almost everybody is picking Georgia to be number one preseason, if not be the leader in the national championship conversation. Pretty loaded team, but also a mix of a lot of things off the field. When we talk about Georgia, what have you made of the last, 2 to 3 weeks of Georgia football off the field?
It's been 2 or 3 weeks. Kirby Smart wishes he probably would not have had to deal with. There's no question, about that. Just call it what it is. I mean, I start with the driving issue. That's the main thing going on right now, reckless driving. Guys going 75 miles per hour in the 45 in downtown Athens, not good. There's no other way to say it. And of course, this past week, wide receiver Rob Thomas, is arrested as a second degree child abuse charge levied on him. He's still in jail as we speak right now. So it's been the off the field issues are a problem. There's no doubt about that. Coach Smart, I think he's doing what he can. They've had tons of, educational, programs for the players week in, week out. And they're even beginning now to find guys to collect them. So guys will get hit in the pocketbook for some of these things that are going wrong. But ultimately, players are going to have to start taking accountability for their actions. And that's right now, if you're from the outside looking in, that's not happening.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. What you've made of his reaction to all of this? Because it's we're talking with Anthony Dasher, UGASports.com. Georgia coming in number one preseason, also having some off the field issues. He comes in, Saban's gone. He kind of feels like maybe potentially the new face voice of college football. He has a jokingly line about Dan Lanning and the Nike stuff, and he worked with Lanning and all that. So he comes in as kind of the new Saban-ish, but he's got all of these things. I'm curious what you've made of his reaction to it, and how's the university responding to this stuff?
Well, that, well, don't mind me just saying it this way. Kirby is pissed. I mean, this stuff is not, you know, what he's about. It's not what he's trying to want the program to be about. It's not what he's teaching. As far as the university response goes, I mean, it's been pretty much pretty much that. I mean, nobody is happy with what's going on. They're trying to find a way to keep it from happening. There have been suspensions. I think that's kind of a misnomer that a coach has not suspended player for some of the issues he has. For example, I mean, Trevor Etienne, the running back, was arrested a couple of months ago for some driving-related issues. I fully suspect he's going to have to sit out the opener, against Clemson and Mercedes-Benz for those actions. So, that's just what they're trying to get a handle on. What exactly, I mean, other than just flat kicking players off the team for a first or fifth driving offense for driving issues, I mean, I'm not sure what he can do. So continue to educate and help guys, finally get the message.
Is there any? I guess I haven't seen it, so I guess I just ask you, since you cover the conference and the team. Have we heard anything about Sankey diving into any of this stuff or addressing it?
No, he's when he's been asked, he's left it. Leaves it up to the universities. And like I said, Georgia has a very specific student athlete handbook. What happens to guys, young ladies, student athletes, when they cross the line, when they break the rules? And those punishments are adhered to. It's just I'm not sure if it's a combination of with NIL, guys have fast cars, guys want to see how fast they can go. Obviously they can't do that. It's having a hard time getting it through their heads that this stuff is wrong. They've just got to quit doing it. Especially considering just 2 years ago that a player was killed for some of the same stuff, reckless driving, cost someone their life. And one of the guys who was pulled over, I guess about 6 months ago, was actually pulled over like a half a mile where this happened. So guys just are not getting the message. They're just trying to find a way to get these guys to understand you can't do this is the problem right now. That's what the coach is trying to figure out.
Anthony Dasher is our guest here. UGASports.com on Twitter, at Anthony Dasher 1. How have the you get a glimpse into the Georgia Bulldog fans on a daily basis. How have they responded, you think, to all of this stuff?
Well, dealing with fans, I mean, you can get different responses. Some fans want to blame the police. Why are they picking on poor innocent football players for speeding? Boys will be boys. You hear some of that sometimes, but then you got others who are very upset with what's happening, putting a blight on the university, making the school. If you're a graduate of UGA, it's making you look bad, and people don't like when they go to work to hear rival fans put down their school of how things are going in Athens right now. So you kind of get a little bit of a mixed bag, but I think everybody understands that what's going on can't continue to happen. But just sometimes I think fans get frustrated, they want to lay blame, and sometimes I don't think that blame is placed quite where it should be.
Well, you mentioned some of the things they've had off the field. Ra-Ra Thomas, the latest one, with multiple charges against him. There was a lot of talk that he was going to be pretty instrumental in what they were offensively, and I mean no disrespect to the off-the-field things and people impacted in their lives with this stuff, but on the field, how this team looks, given you mentioned Etienne, and now we got Ra-Ra, and how this team just, from a on the field, what has been impacted in what they're losing or what they don't have right now?
Obviously losing someone like Etienne for the first game is going to hurt. But, again, Georgia has some pretty good depth across the board. I mean, so even with some of these losses, they're incurring either through suspension or whatnot, they've got guys, capable players, who I expect will be able to step in and compete. I mean, you mentioned Ra-Ra Thomas. He was I think I might have had him in my preseason depth chart. I think I had him as a second team guy. But they've got 7, 8, 9 other receivers who have received extensive playing time. Many of those have started games, and Georgia brought in 3 transfers over this past season. So even though they've had some guys missing and probably will have some other guys absent for the first week or so, I think they've got the depth to cover it.
What is your expectations for Carson Beck? He's got a lot of preseason Heisman conversation around his name? Obviously, Dylan Gabriel with Oregon up here, getting kind of similar stuff. What do we know about Carson Beck and how ready he is to kind of lead Georgia? Which is interesting because we talk about Georgia as if they didn't, you know, they had a letdown year. They lost one game and they just lost it at the worst possible time and get left out of the playoff. Maybe they were the best team in football last year. Carson Beck now is kind of the leader and getting a lot of the attention for Georgia.
Yeah, well, last year the question was with Carson, how would he perform in a true road game? He didn't play a true road game last year until he went down to Auburn and won that one. This year, it's the question is, can he do it again? Can he be better? And just everything, you know, in talking to people within the program, talking to Carson himself, talking to Carson's teammates, he's taking it that next step to, you know, to borrow a cliche, you know, right there. And Carson, I think, with the weapons around him, has a chance to be, I think, more effective than last season. Even losing a guy like Brock Bowers, who was best tight end I've ever seen in 20 plus years of covering the program. Then they added a guy like Benjamin Urosek, who was at Stanford, the past 4 seasons. He's going to come in and make a big contribution. So they've got, again, plenty of weapons. Carson, I think, with his experience, he's a very level-headed guy. I'm expecting a big year from him, and whatever success Georgia has this year, it's going to depend on him.
What
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Team in the SEC would scare Georgia the most. Not that Georgia's going to be scared per se, but what team maybe has the best challenge or ability to push Georgia off of the SEC mantle?
Well, I'm obviously Alabama. I mean, even though they have the coaching change with Kellen DeBoer, that's going to be a tough game in Tuscaloosa. But I think the one game that everybody's kind of really got their eye on is that game in October at Texas. You know, first time going off for Georgia to play a game. Tremendous hype around that one. Coach O'Keefe has another great, team again this year. And that's going to be a crazy environment, and that's going to be one, I think, that Georgia can get by that one. Then I'll probably say, and then kind of mark them down maybe for a national championship run.
Anthony, we appreciate the time. I'll get you out of here with this one, man, because I do. I know you're super busy. If they have one more incident, I'm just curious, like, is there a threshold here for the university with Kirby and potentially maybe getting suspended or getting in trouble in any way? Because it's one thing to not have you can't control what guys do in cars, for sure. It seems to be happening to them the most of all the programs in college football. And so I'm curious, is there a point for the university where they have to step in with Kirby Smart here?
I don't see that happening, unless it's something, again, somebody, God forbid, dies, something of that nature. But no, I don't think you'll see, Coach. Because, again, I really don't know what else he could possibly be doing right now, short of just, you know, keeping guys off the team for first offense driving issues. Again, let me be perfectly clear. I'm certainly not condoning what's happening. Kirby is not doing what's happening, you know, with the team. They just got to find some answer. But no, I don't think he's in any kind of a danger of you know, being censored, you know, anything of that kind.
All right, there we go. Anthony Dasher, UGA Sports. You can find him on Twitter at @AnthonyDasher1. A little check-in with George. It's very interesting offseason. Also, the SEC season, it's going to be a fascinating one with Georgia kind of coming in as number one preseason. But you got Texas, Alabama. We'll see what LSU is going to be. Anthony, thanks for the time out west. We appreciate it, my man.
My pleasure.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.